Day.
Sure not.
You remember? 20 years ago today, I stood before him and a good number of these folks that are here tonight and married my bride over there.
Was it? Sharon's been telling me that you'd forgot that.
Love you, Doc. Amen, preacher.
Thank you, Brother Scott. Love you, buddy. Love you and Sharon. All them girls you've got. Yeah, amen. Well, good to be in the Lord's house, isn't it? Praise God. I appreciate these folks coming over to church. I think I saw some up there singing that don't sing at the church. But I appreciate every one of them coming. And so I'll do my little part. Set your watch. Praise God. I like this. You folks see that?
Deacons.
The deacons put that up. That's a clock. I've seen them back yonder in buildings. Great big ones, you know. But I've never seen them right there. But I get the message. I think if I had one like that, I'd get me an alarm clock. Set it, you know. Well, it is good to be here. Say a few words for the Lord. I appreciate every one of you being here. And I would like to say a word about Dr. Brown. I love him. He's God's man. And I really appreciate any man of God that this religious world ain't got their claws on. Independent, Southern Baptist, Free Methodist, Holiness, nobody else. They're God's man. God's man. And that's the only kind of person God uses to get the orders from headquarters. Yes, sir. So I'm unworthy to stand here where that man of God preached. But I can't preach like him. He can't preach like me. So. Aren't you glad we're not having a duel? Sometimes you hear colored folks on the radio announcing some kind of service, singing or preaching or something. And they'll say we're having a duel. That means a fight, don't it? Two going to preach, out-preach each other, out-sing each other or something. Amen. So we're not here to out-preach or out-sing. We're here to worship God. And I realize that some of you hadn't eaten no supper. That means not eat supper. Has not eaten supper. Hold your hand up. Hold it up. But I'm going to cut this short. I've not eaten myself. Yes, sir. All right. Praise God. Over in 2 Timothy, if you find a few words of encouragement, and I do appreciate Brother Scott Moneyham. Yes, sir. I could tell you a little bit about his background, but you don't need to know that. But he's a miracle to God's grace. That's right. Absolutely. I don't care what kind of a church you come out of or what kind of atmosphere it had, but if you get around God and you're saved, you like it. First thing you know, that's God. You'd be like a mountain trout. You grab it. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13. Hold fast. That's enough to preach on right there, ain't it? Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. God have mercy. What an exhortation. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phlegeneus and Hermogenes. Is that right? You don't know the difference where I pronounce it right or wrong, did you? The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesimus, for he oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my bonds. And when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. And the Lord granted unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus. Thou knowest very well. Great words, isn't it? Amen. Yes, sir. Praise God. All right. We're going to preach just a few minutes tonight, and I mean that. I'm not just hunting for words. Using some of these thoughts of the great apostle as he penned down these words to God's people, basically to young Timothy, the young preacher, encouraging him to do one main thing, and that is to hold fast to that which you've got. Praise God. Yes, sir. So, let's talk about this in this sense. Sticking with God in a slipping age. You agreeing with that? In a day when old-time religion has been pushed back on the burner way back. In a time when a whole lot of Baptist churches don't know anything about old-time religion. Am I right? Not only that, but even behind the pulpit, scores don't know anything about old-time religion. When I say old-time religion, I simply mean that which God done for us through Jesus on Calvary, and when he died and shed his blood and made a way for us to be saved, and in the plan of God, the Holy Ghost came to take up his abode in the hearts and lives of God's children to lead us on through this mess. And I'm glad I got in on it, aren't you? Praise God. Somebody said, well, you'll find out different, or you'll change your mind. Oh, no. No, I know what's brought me thus far. I know what's brought me out of sin and saved me from hell. And I know, thank God, the journey's getting sweeter and sweeter. And it's my plan and purpose to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. In fact, Jesus said, he that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. That's pretty straight, isn't it? Yeah, why a man plowing corn look back, he's crazy. He'll have to plow up half acre before he find out what is he doing. So Jesus said those things, and by the grace of God, I want to keep on keeping on, don't you? And I want God to use me to help stir the fires of God's people that's born of God. Amen. And if you're saved, you're a candidate, praise God. You're not trying to make up your mind that you're going to turn down the wrong road, but praise God, there's something inside that keeps you on, keeping on, keeping on, keeping on. It's better farther on, amen. Wouldn't take nothing from the journey tonight. Amen. Glory to God, the Lamb forevermore. Yes, sir. Oh, my, seeing this, that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. I like that, don't you? Amen. John Father said, but that which you have already, hold fast till I come. Thank you, brother. Amen. Thank God. And he further said, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast. Hallelujah to God. And repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, And if thou, listen to that, shall not know what hour I will come unto thee. Oh, Lord, have mercy. By the grace of God, I'm a saying, on the authority of God's word, we're living in a slipping time. We are in the last days, I know that. But hallelujah be to God. I can't find, even though we're in the last days, where God has to change, where Jesus changed, I can't find where the word of God's ever changed. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. And praise God, I'm glad I'm in the way. How do you feel about it? Glory to God. Amen. Blessed be the name of God. Oh, Lord. Thank God. Paul was trying to encourage young Timothy, and he needed it. Yes, he did. Oh, yeah. All right. How can we be encouraged along the way? First of all, by stirring up the gift of God. You say, preacher, I know your kind. You do. Yeah. Yeah, all right. How? What have you got to say about it? You that kind that believes in stirring up people. Guilty. Guilty. Great God, you write this down and peg her down. Every one of God's men, I don't care where they come from. Hey, they're in the stirring business, my friend. They're stirring up that gift, stirring up that life of God. Praise God and fanning the fire and letting them say, stay in there, praise God. Don't turn to the left or the right, but follow on after God. Amen. Glory to God and the Lamb forevermore. This old dead-headed dry religion never did do nothing for me, and you neither. Am I right? But God done it all. And here's a great man of God, the Apostle Paul, said to young Timothy, Timothy, I want you to hang in there. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God. Amen, Paul. Praise God. Stir it up. Amen. Great God and the Lamb forevermore. I know dead religion will not accept this, but I didn't wouldn't call a dead religion. God call me. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Stirred up. Then he said, hold fast with a holy boldness. Hey, I ain't got ashamed of it. I don't have a thing to be ashamed of, do you? Holy boldness. I like that, don't you? Amen. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Are you listening? But of power and of love and of a sound mind. I want to tell you right now, God's people that loves God, that's been washed in the blood and filled with the Holy Ghost, are the most sensible people in this earth. Am I right? Yes, sir. They can tell you where they come from. And they can tell you where they're going. Hallelujah, sweeter gets the journey. Amen. So it said, hold fast, Timothy. Stay in there, boy. Don't be discouraged. Hold fast to that which is right. Amen. And that's the message for this day. Am I right? Oh, God. Hold fast. Hold fast. Don't forget. Hold fast by remembering who saved us. Who came down out where we were. Lost and on our road to hell. Didn't care about God, but the sovereign acts of a holy God. Hallelujah, come along, so to speak, and tripped us and convicted us of our sins. My God, I'm so glad that he done it, aren't you? Oh, God, I want to praise him for it. Suppose God hadn't come your way, my Lord would all went to hell. But I'm glad in the mind of God. Oh, Lord God, from before the world, hallelujah, he had planned to trip me and to trap me and to get me in the kingdom of God. And I'm so glad that he did. I'm not here by accident. I'm not saved by accident. I'm saved according to the plan of God. Amen. Yes, sir. Hold fast by remembering who saved you. Hold fast, my God, to the fact that you have a holy calling. Amen. Holy calling. I'm not campaigning. Huh? I'm not campaigning for nothing. And the reason I'm not, I've already been elected. You say, explain that. Don't ask me to do that. That's too big to explain. Shout about it. Shout about it. Hey, God. God. Oh, Lord, thank God for that holy calling. Amen, that holy calling. And so Paul's to send him in there, hold fast to that holy calling. Hold fast to the right things of God. Don't turn to the right nor the left. My God, hold fast, Timothy. Stay in there. I know you might hit a time of discouragement, but blessed be the name of God. Don't turn the right or left, but set your face like a flint and keep on keeping on. Let me remind you, my friends, tonight, God's still on the throne. He hadn't gone nowhere. Jesus still sits on the right hand of the Father, and the Holy Ghost lives in the sight of God, youngin'. Hey, we're on the winning side, amen. It's not a time to pout and whine about it. Thank God it's a time to shout it out. Amen. What a Savior, what a Lord, what a God. Are you following me? Amen. Thank God, hold on. Don't turn aside. Timothy, stay in there, boy. I like that, don't you? Amen. Preach the word of God, he said. Be instant in season and out of season. I like that, don't you? Oh God, what a challenge that lies before us tonight. And I want to say this. I'm satisfied with what I started with. And I'm satisfied with what's working in my life tonight. And I'll be satisfied tomorrow. Thank God to continue walking down life's road in that which God started me in. Think that over. You live in a time now when you'll find folks, I'm talking about among Baptist circles, that'll throw a curve at you, so to speak, and say, well, you just missed it there a little bit. Maybe it ought to be this way, and they'll shoot you with all kind of suggestions. But let me tell you something, and I can say this by the grace of God, I've never met one of them jokers that discouraged me. I've never met one of that crowd nowhere, bless God, that give me the second thought, well, maybe I am wrong. Maybe I'm been excited about something that's not real. No, no, no. I'm glad you know what that does. That just puts the fire behind you. Saying, fan the fire, amen. Fan the fire. Glory to God, it's not a time to put it out, but it's a time to fan the fire. Am I right? Yes, sir. Oh, I know you're a kind preacher. You do. You're that kind's always getting somebody worked up and somebody hoop and holler and shout. Guilty. Yeah. Yeah. The name of God wants to go to heaven and not be able to give a good shout once in a while. Well, yeah. When I get to heaven, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to shout all over God's heaven. You ever heard anybody sing that song or talk right away? And my God, never hear a holy groan out of him. Yes, yeah. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, neighbor. We're not going to hell. Right. We're not going to hell. We're saved. We've been bought with a price. Thank God. And I want to say, it's been good thus far. Hallelujah. Back on 1947 when God convicted me and saved me. Thank God it gets better and better. I mean that. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm excited about God tonight. I'm excited about him. He's precious to my soul. Amen. Thank God. Hallelujah. Wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. So I want to say on the authority of God's word, we that are saved in this modern day right now, we can continue in that which we started with. Continue in that which we started with. Boy, I like that. You don't have to go around and mess around all the time looking for something different. No, just continue to walk in that which God started you out in. I'm satisfied with it, aren't you? Amen. The more about God you find out, the more you want to find out about it. Further up the road you get, the further you want to go. Hallelujah for the holiness of God. Oh, bless his holy, holy, holy name. Thank God, thank God. I want to say right this tonight, I want to say it again by the grace of God. Oh, Lord, I'm not worthy, but by his grace, I thank God for every time he put out some handful on purpose. Thank God for every time that he gave me that little extra hump, amen, and pushed me over the hill. It's worth it all, hallelujah. And I'm satisfied with Jesus. Amen. And I said, well, I've got tired of it. You better check up on what you've got. Right? So here's Paul, the great apostle, encouraging Timothy. Timothy, hang on to it, boy. Timothy, I knew your mother. And I knew your grandmother's back in the first part of that chapter. And he said, in other words, I knew they had it. And I believe the same faith, the same love for God that they had. Paul said, Timothy, I'm persuaded to believe that it's in thee also. Sure enough, yeah, I'm persuaded to believe that it's in you. So stir it up. My God, that's a preacher's job, to stir up that faith that's in there. Stir up that fire that's in there. Let it burn, hallelujah. Praise God. Give me that old time religion. Give me that old time religion. That's all right, isn't it? Work back on it. It's working now, and it'll work right on through till this thing's over. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of God. Keep on keeping on with that which you started in. Now there's the big question. What did you start in? Who started with you? Who'd you start with? If you started right. If you started right, you're satisfied with what you started with. And if you started right, bless God, you're not satisfied unless you're hunting down the Royal Ice Road and smelling a good hot track once in a while. If you started right, oh God, you want to keep on keeping on. It's not an idea, proposition of swapping the horse in the middle of the stream. No, no. That won't work in this thing. Keeping on with that which you started with. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. You agree with that, huh? Yes. Do you? Yes. All right, let's stand to our feet. Glory to God. Keeping on. Glory to God. Blessed be the name of God. God's so good to us. He is so precious to us. Amen. And I praise him. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Father in heaven, we bow to thank you for this day. We thank you for this church. Thank you for Brother Scott and these people. Lord Jesus, take this scattered message now and push it into our hearts deeper and deeper. Oh God, move us on with God these days in Jesus' name. Brother Scott.
Amen. I thought
while he's a preaching, in our anniversary today, there's a many a Sunday afternoon. Give me a little juice, boys. There's a many a Sunday afternoon. Sharon and I had been to church. We found one where they believed the Bible, but they didn't know anything about worshiping God or the Holy Ghost. But the preacher believed the Bible, and he preached the Bible. But I want to tell you, there's some dry days. But on a many of a Sunday afternoon with a VCR tape, I've heard this choir that sung tonight and heard this man preach tonight preach one more time. And that kept us a-going. That kept us a-going. I'm just going to hold on. I'm just going to era that the Lord has put me in. Amen. I bless his good name tonight. I appreciate the preaching tonight of the Word of God. Fellowship committee, if you ain't done got out of here, you need to be getting out of here. I'll give you a head start. Let me talk about it. Brother Landon Rice was down to church preaching revival. And don't accuse me of tearing up that sanctified microphone. And in that revival, Brother Scott came up to visit. First time, Brother Landon Rice, you know Landon. He's a walking in Zion preaching. So Scott got to come in. And we went over to the Greer camp meeting one night. And they came back
Sharon went with us, and Scott. They sat under our carport till about daybreak, I think. And our mama called on where she was, and we thought she'd gone home. And he told her that night, "You're going to be my wife." Cleo said to Scott, said, "Did you tell her that night?" You ain't planning for no divorce yet, are you?
No, I've not changed my position.
Hadn't changed your So that's the story. They met. He married her and drug her off down to Texas and around. But Brother Roy Price, Brother Jeff's great uncle, was up testifying one night, looked back to Scott and said, "Scott," he's the kind of fella just told it like it was, "the first time you ever come in this church, I didn't know where you were going to stand it or not. You looked a little scared." I'm said that in front of the whole church. Now that's real punning, but he'd been right there. I appreciate you, Pastor. I mean that with all of my heart, Brother Scott Moynihan. He's not a fly by night. Scott, you know where he's at. He's same walking down the same road. Give me five.
I was fellowshipping with Brother Brown. And I said I grew up in a church where they didn't shout.
Yeah.
I remember one day that preacher saying that he didn't believe in shouting.
The preacher said it?
Yeah. Now, I didn't know him better. I hope. You listening to me? I hope if you had stopped me and asked me, "Do you believe in shouting?" I hope I'd have said, "No, I don't reckon I do," because that's what my preacher had said.
Yeah.
But after I sent up the white flag of surrender,
yes.
It didn't take me long to figure out there had to be more to it.
Yes, sir, boy.
Than what I'd been brought up around. And I told part of that story about going that night to Holly Springs, hearing somebody shout for the first time.
Listen to that.
And I said, "Brother Larry, I didn't have to pray about it. I didn't have to wonder about whether or not that's right or I was interested in doing it." I said, "I knew that night I had found my crowd."
Yes, sir.
"And I'm going to stick with them."
Right,
I'm going to stick with him. I bless his good name. Don't you appreciate the preaching tonight?
Amen.
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 Bless God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
I think my overseer saw something.
This is my mama. This is my daddy.
Yeah.
Sharon, come up here.
Sharon.
Get up here in the mic. He wants you in the mic.
First of all, I'm glad I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for all the years that God has let us live and let us be at the church.
Yes.
50 years.
Oh, Lord, huh?
God's been good to us.
Amen.
He's blessed us far more than we ever deserve.
Oh, bless his name.
And I just wanted to tell Sharon I love her.
Yeah, yeah.
20
Amen.
Years.
Amen. Sure. Amen. Sure. Bless your heart.
I love you, Mom.
She's cooked him about 10,000 biscuits back in them days.
I did. Cook him and Randy. Him and Randy.
Pies tent stuff. That pies tent.
Yeah. I don't cook him more. But I used to love to cook Scott and Randy Kilby.
Yeah.
I get up on Sunday morning about 4:30 or 5 o'clock, and I'd cook.
She did.
And I'd love to feed him.
Yeah.
Amen.
And I love Scott. I don't have a son, but I love Scott.
Why, sure.
I claim he's my son, and Sharon is my daughter.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
And well, I know y'all have been good to him.
Oh, yes.
They're precious people.
Oh, yes.
And I thank the Lord for all of you too. All of our church being here tonight.
I will tell you this on her.
Don't tell it.
Oh, yeah. While I got you like this, I'm going to tell it. She told Sharon that afternoon. He didn't tell all that.
Oh, goodness.
God spoke to me while Maze Jackson was a preacher.
Listen, Tay.
Said, here's your wife. Here's your wife.
Amen. You didn't believe that, did you?
Well, anyway, then in the course of that next day or maybe the next day, you know, you folks from Trinity don't know, but everybody else knows how she is, you know. And she said, Sharon, we don't really know everything about that boy. Well, 20 years has come and gone,
yeah,
and I'm still
thank
here.
You. And good, I did man. Say that to Scott. I said, Scott, you mean you told her you was going to marry her tonight? I said, you scare her to death. But the Lord... He's got somebody for everybody, hadn't you, Sharon?
Somebody.
Even you.
Even me.
Yeah.
Even me.
That's
even
good.
Me.
Amen.
Even
Amen.
I love him.
Amen.
I just want to thank God for 7 million. I just... You people at Trinity, these people here, they pray for us and they pray for you every day.
Amen, honey.
We've been blessed, and I know it's because Amen. Of this church that backs us and prays for
God
us, and I just
you.
Thank y'all for praying for us. And
Amen.
I just love Preacher Wayne Miss Cliff so much, and they meant so much to me.
Amen. Bless your heart, sir. God bless you.
We've been married 20 years, but before we got married, Scott went to seminary a year before, and Miss Cleve was like, a whole year, Sharon, can you believe he's going to be gone a whole year? But that's just, I mean, that's nothing in all that's passed,
yeah.
And I just want to thank God for all this stuff
Amen,
for
me. Amen,
Sharon. Amen. That's good. Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's good.
I just had to say it, Scott.
My pastor has taught me how to be a preacher and a pastor.
Amen. God help
My
God.
Pastor's wife.
Yeah.
Has taught my wife how to be a preacher's wife.
Bless your heart.
And a pastor's wife.
Bless your
I
heart.
I want to give credit where credit's due. Amen. Amen. All heart. First and most of the Lord himself. But thank God for a good God. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
You know what this is doing?
I forgive.
I don't feel like I can eat a bite.
Forgive
I'm
going
to take my fist up.
You 40 or 50. I think we got 100 here.
Amen.
Everybody might not get saved.
Are you glad
right.
you're saved?
Amen.
Glory to
now
God.
Now don't miss the service tomorrow night. Don't miss the service tomorrow night. Brother Wade will be back preaching. Amen. Now you folks from Holly Springs, if you'll trot right through that door and go right over there, I'm going to say the blessing, and you won't have to wait, and you can eat. And whether you sing at home or don't, whether you even sung it tonight or don't, that don't matter. If we ain't got enough, we'll go find somebody's cat and kill it, and we'll get some more. But every one of you wants you to stay. Honored to have you. Honored to have you. You other visitors. You other visitors tonight. We appreciate you coming this way. Don't forget service time tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Father, thank you for your presence. Lord, you do all things well and all things good. And Lord, you know how to put every part of a service together so that, Lord, every need in the body is met in that service. And I praise your name for it. Thank you. God, I can thank you for my true heritage that I have. In and through you and through this church, oh God. Thank you for bringing them up the road, singing them tonight. And thank you for preaching my preacher one more time this night, God. Bless the food and the fellowship now for your honor. We ask it and pray. Amen and amen. Shake hands. You can go to the fellowship hall.